Chapter 4. The genie looked at the old fisherman fiercely and said, "Speak to me with respect. Do not call my name. I will kill you, little fisherman."
"But," said the old fisherman, "why kill me? I helped you. I set you free. Remember this. I took the jar out of the water with my net. I opened the jar with my knife. Solomon is not here, and you are free. I did that."
The genie spoke proudly. "I know what you did. I remember everything. But it will not save your life. I will give you one favor." The fisherman was shocked, but he hoped the favor would help.
"What is the favor?" he asked.
"You can choose how you die," answered the genie, and he smiled his terrible smile.
"What have I done wrong?" begged the old fisherman. "I helped you, that is all. You should reward me."
"I must kill you," said the genie. "I can do nothing else. Sit down and I will explain my reason. Listen to my story." The fisherman had no choice. He sat and listened to the genie's story. "Many centuries ago, I didn't listen to Solomon, the son of David. I did not obey him. I did not do what he said. So Solomon was angry. He sent his men to fetch me. They brought me to Solomon's throne. Then Solomon spoke and said to me, 'You must obey me. You must agree to do what I say. Swear you are true to me.'" Then the genie told the old fisherman, "I am powerful. I do not obey others. I told Solomon I did not agree. And he was furious. So he shut me up in this copper jar. He wrote the great name of God on it and told another genie to throw it deep in the sea." The genie stopped for a moment and looked at the old fisherman. The fisherman saw he was sad when he remembered what happened. The old fisherman wanted to escape because he was frightened for his life. But he also wanted to hear the rest of the story. He did not understand. Why must he die? What did he do wrong to the genie? The genie continued, "For the first 100 years in the pot, I dreamed of rescue. I promised to make my rescuer rich. But 100 years passed, and I was still in the jar. In the second 100 years, I made another promise. I promised to give my rescuer all the treasures of the earth. But 200 years passed, and no one came. In the third 100 years, I made a different promise. I promised to make my rescuer king and give them 3 wishes every day." The old fisherman dreamed of life as a king and thought about 3 wishes every day. He imagined all the wishes and everything he could have. He saw his family in a rich palace. The genie spoke again. His voice was dark and cold. "But no one came for all those years, and I grew angry. I swore I would kill the man who rescued me. I swore I would give him no mercy. But he could choose how he died. And here you are. You can now choose. How do you want to die?" The genie looked fiercely at the old fisherman.